Things We Do for Love by Alan Ayckbourn. Adapted for radio by Martin Reed and Gordon House. With Joanna Van Gysegum as Barbara. We're in the house of Barbara Trapes in Bloom Street, southwest London. It is 6 o'clock on a Monday evening.
Like walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go when you're feeling like
now. You see, what you've got here, Barbara, is a basic, good old-fashioned gravity system, which is effectively responsible for pumping hot water to all parts of the building. Top flat here, yours downstairs, and my flat in the basement. But it's not very efficient.
No, it certainly isn't.
Not if it's installed wrongly, like this one was. Because what you're asking the water to do, you see, Barbara, is to lift itself by its own heat.
Goodness.
You see, hot water, Barbara, hot water is actually lighter than cold water. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. How fascinating.
It has a lower specific gravity, hot water. Do you get me?
I'm just going downstairs to fetch some tea towels, Gilbert. They won't have tea towels.
What's intended in a system like this, you see?
Well, be second. This is fascinating, Gilbert. Carry on.
As your water rises up your flow pipe, it circulates through your rads. And then the cooler water from the rads... Come on, get off. Get off, you bastard. The cooler water with its higher specific gravity, you get me, will drop down and back into your tank, and that's your circulation. Barbara... Barbara, you get me?
Keep talking, Gilbert, I can hear you.
Yeah, because this is interesting, Barbara. What you've got in this instance is that someone, in their wisdom, has installed a single-pipe system, which is never going to be as efficient as your two-pipe system, you get me? Because the net result of the single-pipe system is that the water at the end of your loop is going to be cooler than at the beginning. So you end up with UDH, unevenly distributed heat.
Don't blame me, Gilbert. Blame my father. He put it in.
Yeah, well, they saw him coming, your father.
He was probably broke. Usually was. Probably couldn't afford more than one pipe. Oh, I hope this towel rail's still working. My God, they've left this place in a tip. How can people live in such a tip? She said she cleaned it. She hasn't touched it. Just look at this shower tray. It's unbelievable. It's black. What have they been doing in here? Storing coal?
They'd need to up here to keep warm.
I mean, they both work for solicitors, for heaven's sake.
Well.
I despair of people sometimes, Gilbert. I despair. I have to clean the whole place myself. I don't know when I'm meant to do that. They're moving in tomorrow. What's the time? Oh, they'll be here in a minute. They'll probably take one look and bolt.
Oh, it's a very nice flat, Barbara.
It was, once. This bathroom used to be my bedroom when I was little, you know. Oh, God. I can't bear it. Will you look at the state of this lavatory bowl?
Not everyone's got your high standards, Barbara.
Well, they could at least aim straight. I don't know why men have to spray up the wall like cats.
Once I get the heating working, it'll make all the difference.
I'll have to spend all night doing it, I suppose. I've no time tomorrow. I have to be at work at the crack of dawn.
They push you too hard, that firm.
It's disgusting. Oh, this door handle's sticky as well.
You see, if you replaced this whole system, what you'd actually be doing in the long run is saving money.
Oh, they would be early. That's typical.
Do you get me? I mean, you've got
water... Sorry, Gilbert, there's someone at the door.
Girls of St. Gertrude's, where are you be? Strong in your virtue, come to me.
You in the classroom, you on the field. We shall not weaken,
nor shall we Oh, it's so good. It's just so, so wonderful to see you again, Bob.
He's not changed at all.
Oh, I have, I have. Look at me, I'm terribly, terribly fat. I'm grown.
Nonsense.
Well, you're not. You still look 17.
Oh, come in, come in, it's freezing.
Oh, Hinch is coming. He went via the house. He had to have a word with the architect.
How's it coming along?
The house? Oh, well, forever. Every time they strip the plaster off, there's another tale of disaster. The whole place is held together with willpower.
What a lovely coat.
Hamish gave it to me. It was an unbirthday present.
Yes, I want to hear all about him, too.
You'll never believe what they've done here, Barbara.
Yes, Gilbert, I'm just shutting the door. I've got someone here now.
Barbara, you would not credit it.
Who's that?
Gilbert. He lives downstairs. He's having a look at the heating for me.
Oh, really? You haven't been keeping him a secret, have you?
Gilbert? Certainly not. Heaven forbid. No, he just rents the basement flat. He does odd things for me.
What is he, a plumber?
No, he's a postman, actually.
Golly.
So he's up at dawn. Then he spends the rest of his time doing odd jobs. He's very useful. His wife died very young. He moved in below. I mean, it's good to have a man around occasionally, isn't it? But certainly nothing like that.
So you're still fancy-free?
Happily. Would you like a cup of tea or something?
I'd kill for a cup of tea. You know, you've made this place beautiful, Barbs.
Well, after Mummy died, I turned it all into flats. I'm very happy here now.
Can I nose around?
Well, there's not much more to it. The place is probably a tip.
A tip? You should see our place. Oh, what a lovely kitchen. It's gleaming like a ship. There's not a saucepan in sight.
Yeah, well, it's tidy. I have to keep it straight.
Look at all those knives standing to attention. Oh, it's beautiful.
Thank you. Oh, you see those shelves in the sitting room? I put them up myself. I'm very proud of them.
Brilliant.
Gilbert says they're going to fall down any day, but I put that down to pure male jealousy.
I didn't know you were practical as well. I mean, at school, you're always the brains.
Well, you live on your own. You just get on with it, don't you?
I can't do anything. I just lie on the floor and scream.
Then you're just playing the helpless little woman, Nix. Shame on you. I can't be doing that. Like, thanks to John or Old Grey.
Not fussy.
Oh, quickly, which?
Oh, great, please, Senior Prefect. Oh, what a pretty little bedroom. Oh, I love it. Everything here is so diddy.
Diddy?
Well, you know, like a doll's house. Diddy.
Why shouldn't it be? I'm quite diddy.
You're living with men, you see, you get used to everything on a massive scale. Huge chairs and vast beds. Great big cupboards filled with enormous trousers. Oh, look at this dinky, wingy little bathroom. Oh, look at that little bath. Can you actually bath in that?
Yes, I can bath in that. Every morning. Very comfortably. I wish you'd stop trying to make out I'm some kind of mini freak.
Oh, I'm not. I love it. I'm terribly jealous, Barbs. If this were my place, it'd be a total chaos in 10 minutes. I think you're terribly lucky.
It's not luck. It's simple choice. I choose to live alone. Sit down. Better let this brew for a second. No, we all have a choice. Live alone or compromise. Take your pick.
I don't necessarily want to compromise. It's just that I can't live on my own.
Of course you can.
I can't. I've tried it. I wilt.
Nonsense. That's just pathetic.
We aren't all as strong as you, Barbs. You're just the same, aren't you?
How do you mean?
You know, spiky.
Spiky?
You were like that at St. Gert's, too. That was your nickname, Spike.
Nobody ever called me Spike.
Not your face, they didn't. You were a prefect, we were just fourth formers.
And you called me Spike?
Yes. It was meant affectionately. We were all madly in love with you.
Who were?
The fourth form.
In love with me?
Only crushes. We thought you were wonderful. We all had wild dreams of being carried off by Spike.
Glad I never knew.
Of course, we never told you. We're all far too terrified.
Of me?
Well, you were so fierce and clever and strong and honest. We'd have died at your feet.
They really were terribly unhealthy, those single-sex schools, weren't they? Lemon?
Please. Yes. Poor old St. Gertrude's. All closed up after Miss Tong died.
Miss Tong, yes.
Remember Miss Tong?
Good morning, Miss Tong.
It's a centre for business studies or something now, I think. Something like that.
Good job, too. Good riddance.
Oh, come on, Barbs. It was great fun.
I didn't realise I was an object of fourth form lust, I must say.
It was a phase. If it hadn't been you, it would have been somebody else.
Gilbert.
It's all working now, Barbara.
Gilbert, you're brilliant.
And here he is, you see, the guilty man. Return valve, you get me? Jammed solid.
Oh, yes, horrid.
I've bypassed it temporarily, Barbara. I'll pop in the shop on the way back from work. Get you a new one tomorrow.
Don't know what I'd do without you, Gilbert.
Oh, you're not that hopeless, Barbara. Don't give me that. She's not that hopeless. Look at her shelves there, eh?
Hello.
How'd you do? Gilbert Fleet.
Oh, Gilbert, this is Nikki. Nikki, what do you call yourself these days?
I'm back to my own name for the time being. Nikki Wickstead. Hello.
Hello. You're taking the upstairs flat, so I understand.
Yes, with my fiancé. Just until our house is ready.
Yeah, nice and warm up there now, anyway. Got a bit of luggage, I expect?
Quite a bit.
Bang on my door, I'm home by one. Give you a hand.
Well, there's no need for you to...
My pleasure, we're on this earth but once.
That's very kind, Gilbert, thank you.
It's a lonely old world if we can't help each other along the way.
Yes.
Well, till tomorrow then.
Yeah.
Oh, Barbara, I'll be going past the charity shop Friday.
Oh, good. I've been chucking out some of my summer clothes. I'll leave them out for you.
Just fling them in a bag as usual.
I will.
Just bung them in a bag, Barbara.
Yes, night-night, Gilbert. See you later.
Yes, I can see he might not be quite your type. Oh, I'm so pleased to see you, Barbs. I've really missed you, you know?
Yes, I've missed you too. Letters aren't the same, are they?
No. So, you're entirely a hermit, then?
No, I'm not a hermit. No, don't keep on about it. I just don't want some heavy relationship. I've been very lucky. I never felt the need.
And don't you get lonely sometimes?
I have my work. I have Marcus to look after.
Oh, yes, the famous Marcus. Still the same boss, then?
I suppose you could call him that, technically. We're more of a team, really. The fact is, Marcus can't move without me.
How old is he?
Oof, heavens, I don't know. 45, 50, I don't know. I think he's 48. Next April. 16th. He's an Aries. Why?
Nothing.
Oh, for goodness sake, Nicky. He's got this beautiful young wife. He's got Miriam. He has three children. He's got everything in the world he could possibly want.
And he has you looking after him at work. Look at him.
That's my job. Anyway, enough about me. What about you? Are you over it now?
Oh, God. I've been through hell, Barbara. Absolute unmitigated hell. I don't want to talk about it. I wrote you everything anyway in boring, boring detail.
I did warn you. Oh,
everybody did, Barbs. You know what it is when you're in love like that. No, you probably don't, do you? Well, it blinds you. Like they always say it does. I knew Mickey was violent, that he had this terrible temper. He was in a fight the very first time I met him. Mm. He was always getting into quarrels. He'd drink and then he'd lash out, but never, never with me.
I thought that was the point. He did.
Well, only later. He broke my jaw and put me in hospital for 3 weeks.
And before that?
He was only mentally cruel to start with. He'd lock me in cupboards and things. You know, Barbs, I still ask myself, was it partly me? Did I provoke him somehow? Was some of it my own fault?
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm serious. Am I a born victim, Barbs? Do I bring out the worst in people? I mean, it happened before Mickey in minor ways. Men used to throw things at me.
God, this makes me mad. I'm sorry. No, you are not a born victim, Nix. You do not deserve to be struck by any human being, male or female. There is no excuse for anyone ever to strike another person. And certainly not in a relationship which is supposedly based on trust and respect and love. There, end of lecture.
But it all happens because of love, Barbs. Don't you see? Oh, I'm sorry, have I made you cross?
No, not at all.
Please don't be cross with me.
I'm not cross. Where is this man of yours? Is he coming or isn't he?
I always hated it when you got like this. Oh, come on. We haven't seen each other for 11 years.
Is this really 11 years?
You came and saw us off at the airport.
Yes, you and that...
Mickey, yes. We were so happy then. I did try, Bobs. I put up with it for 6 years, you know?
Well, you're all right now, aren't you? You've got... Think of me, Bob, haven't you? Hamish, so come on, brighten up.
Oh, I'm so pathetic sometimes. No wonder people punch me. Oh, you're right. I've got dear, sweet Hamish now. I've been rewarded, Bobs. I wake up in the night and there he is, on the pillow beside me. God, he smells so beautiful. I've been through the valley of pain and unhappiness. I've lived in the shadow of loneliness for so long. Now at last, the sun has started to shine for me again.
I think you've been living in Norway for far too long, if you ask me. Is Hamish Norwegian, by the way?
No, sort of Scottish. Both his parents are Scottish.
I think that makes him Scottish, I don't know.
But he's so... gorgeous, Barbara. Really, really dishy. He's kind and he's gentle and he's patient with me. I mean, he's got this wonderful, tender humour. And he's everything that Mickey wasn't.
He hasn't shut you in the wardrobe yet. Let's put it that way.
Of course he hasn't. He says, I'm his porcelain princess.
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell him I told you.
I wouldn't dream of it. If a man called me that, I'd knock his teeth out.
Bobs!
Porcelain princess. You're both batty. How old is he?
About your age.
And he's never been married before?
Yes. But they're separated. Mm.
And why did they separate, do you know?
Well, yes. Me. He left Sonia for me.
I see.
She was Norwegian. It was a dead marriage. I didn't break it up or anything.
Well, just so long as you're sure, Nix. Be very certain this time, won't you?
Oh, I am, Bobs. This time I really, really am. Wait till you see him, you'll understand. I really do love him.
Enough to marry him?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Have you never been in love, Bobs? Ever?
I don't think so. If I have been, I haven't noticed.
You'd notice, I promise.
Too late now. Give me a nice book, a hot water bottle, and a good bit of music. That's all I want.
What do you... I have to ask you. Have you never...
If you're asking if I've ever had sexual intercourse, Nix, the answer is yes. And it really wasn't worth the time or effort.
How often?
Once or twice.
Was it ongoing or just a one-night stand?
I can't remember, Nix. Why are you asking me all this?
I just think you probably haven't given it a proper try, that's all.
Well, once was at St. Gertrude's with the caretaker's son.
What? With the Coot? With Barry Coot?
I think that was his name.
He said he had. We wouldn't believe him.
He told you.
I've had her, he said. I've had your spike. And we said, bollocks, Barry.
He told you.
That's amazing. Was he any good?
He had a nosebleed in the middle, I think. It was all very messy.
You said once or twice. What was the twice?
That was it.
Oh, Bobs. The sum of your whole love life is Barry Coot. That's so, so sad.
What's sad about it? It's you who ought to be pitied, ducking plates and being beaten up.
There are other times, good times.
Well, then I'll do without them. The only reason would have been to have children, and I can't stand them, so that's fine. My role in life is to stay single and take care of romantic little fools like you.
We used to talk like this in the old days, didn't we? Before I went away. Oh, nothing's changed between us. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, that'll be Hamish. I'll let him in, shall I? Wait till you see him.
God, look at my hair.
Hey, Miss Darling.
Sorry, darling. Traffic. I couldn't get a cab.
Missed you, Big Bear.
Missed you, Princess.
Love you, love you, love you.
Oh, want you, want you, want you.
Need you, need you, need you.
I'm Barbara.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello.
Hamish, this is Barbara. My very, very, very best friend.
Hello, I've heard a lot about you.
It's very good.
I don't really know this part of London. It's really very peaceful.
Well, it can get rowdy. On Saturdays, mainly. If there's football. We're not far from the ground. Then we get all those drunks.
And what a lovely room.
Thank you.
It's all Barbara. All of it's Barb's.
With a little help from Peter Jones.
Is he your architect?
No, he's a shop.
I must congratulate you.
She's brilliant. Barb's put all those shelves up herself as well, darling.
Amazing. That's impressive. More than I could do.
Oh, don't sit there. I'm afraid that won't take any sort of weight. Sorry.
But it's a chair.
Yes, it's a chair. For putting things on.
That's silly.
No, no. It's more an ornament than a chair. It's a... It's a chornament.
Chornament.
You want to look at the upstairs flat?
Oh, yes, thank you. It's so kind of you to... I hope Nicky explained. As soon as the builders are out, we'll be moving into our place. In the meantime, thank you. really.
You are paying, of course, for the flat.
Oh, yes, all the same.
I mean, it's not free.
That's understood.
We're paying, Barbs, of course we're paying.
You're not paying very much. Mind you, once you've seen it, you might decide you don't want it at all. The last tenants left it in a disgusting state, but I will give it a thorough clean tonight, I promise.
Barbara, may I just say this? This is a beautiful house, and we're both very grateful to you for sharing it with us. And of course we want to pay our share.
Yes.
You've also been a great friend and support to Nikki at a very difficult time in her life. I love her very dearly, and I want to thank you for that on behalf of us both.
Yes. Well, this time I'm here to keep an eye on her personally, aren't I? Please, lead on, Hamish. It's the door at the top of the stairs.
Right. Come on, darling.
Isn't he gorgeous, Bobs?
To you, Hamish. Nearly there.
Just a minute. Out of condition. Had to start playing squash again.
Did you play squash in Norway, Hamish?
Not a lot, Gilbert, no. Right. Here we go again. Ready?
Right.
One, two, hop.
What is it you do then, Hamish?
Well, I'm technically an oceanographer.
Oh, deep sea diving. Submarines, that sort of thing?
No, I'm more sitting behind a desk, really. I'm about to work for the government.
Oh, dear.
Do you need a hand?
Darling, what the hell have you got in this trunk?
Everything I own in the world.
I thought you said you didn't own anything.
A trunk and a few cardboard boxes.
To you.
Have a bit, Gilbert, mind the door.
Here you go. That's it. Keep straight. That's it. Straight on. Keep straight. That's it.
Yes, all right, darling. It's okay. Down here, Gilbert.
Well done. You all right, darling?
Yes, I'm fine, darling.
Honey, I don't want you to do your back again.
Oh, you shouldn't be lifting that, not with a bad back. You should have said. I'll change that plug for you next, Nikki.
I can do that, Gilbert, really.
I put it on the side here, though I wasn't sure about the fuse. It's a hairdryer.
Yeah, don't you worry, Nikki. I've got fuses.
He's so kind, isn't he?
Oh, yes.
Look, darling.
What's that, darling?
The bedspread we bought. Look, doesn't it look good?
Oh, yes. Lightens the place up a bit.
It's a bit pokey here, isn't it, after Oslo?
That's only for a day or two.
I'll ask Barbs about the electric meter when she gets in.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't really take to her, did you, Big Bear?
Well, I didn't. I just didn't instantly warm to her. She's quite hostile, isn't she?
She can be, I suppose. No, not really.
Maybe it's just men. She certainly didn't warm to me. As soon as I met, she seemed to want to put me down.
Oh.
That's the impression I get.
She liked you.
Really?
She said she thought you were gorgeous.
Oh, yes.
Oh, she's been such a good friend. My new real friend now.
I just can't see what you can like in a woman.
Oh, it's just her manner, darling. She doesn't mean it. And she's let us have this flat, hasn't she? For quite a small price.
It's quite a small flat.
Not for London, it isn't. Pity about having no bath, though.
Or we can shower together instead. Let's be adventurous. Let's get vertical for a bit.
What are you doing, Big Bear?
Big Bear is here to eat the princess.
No. Big Bear, not now. Don't eat the princess now. No. No. Oh, no.
Oh, shit. Put your jeans up quickly.
On you, mate. Back again.
Come in, come in.
Hello.
Can't do without your hair dryer, Nikki, can we? Oh, Barbara says there's a cup of tea downstairs if you'd like one.
Oh, really? That's kind. Did you hear that, Hamish?
Huh?
Barb's is making us a cup of tea.
Great.
Want to go down? Leave Gilbert in peace?
Yeah, don't mind me. You carry on.
Do you think he saw us?
No, but see the state of the bedspread.
We'll have to thank him somehow, you know.
We do nothing else but thank him. Been saying thank you to him all afternoon.
You know what I mean, darling.
You mean money?
No. He'd probably be very hurt.
Why should he be hurt?
Well, he's a postman. I meant possibly offering him a meal or something.
A meal? My God, couldn't we make it a snack?
Tea won't be a second. Moved in all right, have you?
Yes, wonderful.
We were just wondering about the electric meter, Barbara.
Really?
It appears to be charging about £2 a minute. And that's just for the 60-watt bulb burning. We're a little nervous about opening the fridge in case the light goes on.
Well, I'll have a look. Nobody else has complained. I think you're beginning to talk a little like a true Scotsman, Hamish.
No, I think I'm talking just a little like a man on a finite income, Barbara.
Nicky, darling, your zip's undone.
Oh, yes, sorry. It's always doing that.
I prefer it that way, Barbara. Ease of access.
You had a good day, Bobs?
No. If you must know, it was an appalling day. I have a new assistant who, frankly, should be taken out and shot.
Poor chap.
Oh, she's a woman, actually. Her name's Devonia Hargreaves. Says it all, really, doesn't it?
You can't help your name, can you? Look at me, Nicky Wickstead. Nix Wicks.
Is that what they called you at school? Nix Wicks?
I think it was no Nix Wicks at one stage, wasn't it?
It still is. I'm only kidding, darling.
I wear knickers.
Just as well you do. Oh, there's the kettle. Excuse me.
What, darling?
Nothing, darling.
Oh, Grey, all right for everyone?
You don't have ordinary, by any chance.
What do you mean by ordinary?
Bloody Tesco teabag. What does she think I mean?
Darling, don't be naughty now. Hamish likes good old Assam Bobs. Hot and strong.
Oh, workman's tea, you mean? Well, jolly good. Why not? Here we are.
Those are cinnamon biscuits. They're quite nice. Homemade.
Did you make them yourself, Bobs?
No, of course I didn't. I bought them. No time to make biscuits. Lemon.
Milk, please.
Milk? Right, I'll get some.
No, please. Lemon's fine.
Now, you must come to dinner one evening, yes? I'd love to cook you dinner. I insist.
Super. We'll just have to be careful as far as Hamish is concerned. He's vegetarian.
Oh, my God, you can't be.
Why not?
What's wrong?
Well...
What?
Well, I don't know. Vegetarians just sort of generally irritate me, that's all. I think most of it's affectation.
Affectation? What's affected about choosing not to eat animals?
Well, for heaven's sake, if you weren't meant to eat animals, there wouldn't be any animals, would there?
Well, there wouldn't be any animals specially bred for food, no.
No, 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 I mean, nature wouldn't have made any animals in the first place, would she?
I don't believe I'm having this conversation.
What earthly use is a cow except to eat? I mean, they just stand there, don't they, devouring grass. What else are they there for?
Look, I don't want to get into...
Or a pig. What possible use is a pig to anyone? A pig is a totally pointless animal.
Do let's change the subject, please.
Those shells of yours, Barbara. They're quite an amazing piece of engineering.
Thank you.
They practically defy gravity. Breathtaking.
Most of the vegetarians I know are covered in spots.
Gilbert was telling me he paints as well. So he was telling me.
Apparently he does. I've never seen anything he's painted. Then I've never been inside his flat. Wobbly watercolours, I expect.
Postman, plug putter on, painter.
A regular Renaissance man.
No, I think it's all right for women to be vegetarians for health reasons or for their figures. But I think men need meat, don't they?
Barbara, please.
No, just let me say this, then I'll shut up. I think vegetarian men, don't take this personally, Hamish, in general, vegetarian men come over as rather wimpish. All wispy beards and limp wrists.
What about Friday for dinner? And you are busy on Saturday, aren't we, darling?
Are we?
It's our anniversary.
Oh, really? Have you known each other a year?
8 months.
Oh.
Well, I think we'd better finish unpacking.
Oh.
All finished, Nicky.
Thank you so much.
Oh, Gilbert, before I forget, I must go and give you those clothes for the shop. Just a second.
Oh, right.
Gilbert, Nicky and I, we'd like to thank you for all your help.
Yes.
Well, if you can't help someone along life's long highway.
The point is, we're all three of us having a small dinner party on Friday, and we wondered if you'd like to come along as well.
Hamish.
I'm sure Barbara would love to include you. Wouldn't you, Barbara?
Include who in what?
You mean dinner here? At Barbara's?
Yes. Isn't that right, Barbara?
Yes.
I'd love to. If you're quite sure, Barbara.
You'd be most welcome, Gilbert. Here are the clothes.
Right. Friday, you say?
Yes. Shall we say about 7:30 to 8?
7:30 to 8. Right,
no, no, Gilbert. 7:30 for 8. We may need more than half an hour to eat it.
Any particular dress code requested?
Just come as you are. Oh, Gilbert.
Barbara.
You're not vegetarian, are you?
Oh, no. Anything you care to throw at me, Barbara. Anything at all.
Hamish, honestly, it's Barbara's party.
Oh, that's perfectly all right. The more the merrier.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you wanted to say thank you to Gilbert.
Well, yes, but honestly, bad, bad.
I obviously got hold of the wrong end of the stick.
Think no more of it.
Well, cheerio, Barbara.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for the tea.
My pleasure, Hamish.
Bye, Barbs.
Bye.
Half past 7:30. No. 7:30. No. 7:30. That's it. I'll be there, Barbara.
Like walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go. When you're feeling like a part of you is dying.
Want another sherry?
No, thanks.
7:30. Where are they?
Hamish should be back. He's meeting the builder at 6.
And where on earth's Gilbert?
No idea.
They never consider anyone, do they? Anyone but themselves.
Hamish does.
Then where is he?
Please, Barbs, don't blame me. He may have been run over for all I know.
Oh, I shouldn't think so. Not on a Friday. Oh, we've practically finished this sherry. We're both going to be under the table at this rate.
Speak for yourself. I'm still on my first.
Well, have some more then.
No, thanks.
Oh, well, I will. I mean, here we are. We're all dressed up. We've made the effort. I've made this wretched vegetable casserole, which would be quite revolting because I've had to use aubergines instead of leeks. Thank God for that. At last, at last.
Look, calmly, darling. Try your best.
Yes. Hamish, my dear, come in, come in.
Hello, Barbara. Sorry, traffic.
Never mind, give me a kiss.
What? Mm. Oh. I brought some wine.
Oh.
You may need to pop it in the fridge.
Will do. You didn't see Gilbert, did you? We don't know where he is.
Hello, Big Bear.
Hello, Princess.
Love you, love you, love you.
Want you, want you, want you.
Need you, need you, need you.
Oh, dear. Sorry. Sherry?
Lovely.
It's delish.
We've both enjoyed the 10 glasses we've had so far. Oh, no, 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 correction. The 9 glasses I've had and the 1 glass Nicky's had. We've enjoyed this.
Do you have many dinner parties then?
No. Cheese straw? Well,
thank you. Homemade, no doubt.
Hamish?
What? Oh, you're looking very nice this evening, Barbara.
Why?
I mean, you're looking very attractive in that dress.
Oh, really? Thank you. I wish I could say the same about your tie.
Barbara!
What on earth is it? It's disgusting and revolting. It's not your colour at all.
There you are. It's gone. That better.
Great improvement.
What about the trousers? Shall I lose those?
I thought you were about to a minute ago.
Tell us about Marcus, Barbs.
Why?
Who's Marcus?
Barbara's boss. I mean, I still don't know exactly what he does.
Marcus is a leading investment consultant. He's a senior partner in our firm. He's the senior partner. He travels all over the world to advise clients. I'm his assistant. I try to keep his diary up to date, which is impossible because he's always changing his plans. I also run his office on a day-to-day basis when he's away. Until last week, I had an absolutely brilliant assistant called Sandra who went and got herself pregnant, so that was the end of that. I now have Devonia Hargreaves, who may last until the end of the week if she's very, very lucky.
What else can I tell you? Marcus is married to Miriam. She's younger than him. She's quite devastatingly beautiful. And he has three children, James, Emily and Catherine. Two from Miriam and James from his first wife. They're an extremely happy, friendly, outgoing family. And they all live in this wonderful huge house near... near Godalming. It has a swimming pool and a tennis court and... Excuse me.
Has she been drinking?
Yes. I think she's just terribly unhappy. That's what I was trying to tell you the other day, darling, but you wouldn't listen. You were such an angry bear.
I had a bloody right to be an angry bear. What about that biz with my tie just now, for God's sake? I'm doing my best. Crank it up and smoke.
I know, just... I know. Please try. For me. Oh, shush.
More sherry? Bugger that little postman, I say.
So, you were senior to this one at school, I understand, Barbara, at St. Geraldine's.
St. Gertrude's. Shall we give him the song, Vars? Yes. Yes. This is the clean version. There's a dirty version as well. Girls of St. Gertrude's, where'er you be, strong in your virtue, come join with me. Come on, Bob, join in. You in the classroom, you on the field, we shall not weaken, nor shall we yield. Come join with me, girls, lag not behind, pure in your body, healthy of mind. St. Gert's, St. Gert's, St. Gert's!
Oh, God. Why do we have to get so old? Excuse me. I'm sorry.
I think we ought to go. She's obviously allergic to vegetarians.
I can't just walk out.
I'll be upstairs. You sort her out. She's your friend.
Hamish!
Good evening, Hamish. Good evening, all. I am here.
Good evening, Gilbert.
You're looking a picture, my dear. Your letter should be on a postcard, Hamish. A picture postcard. You're marrying a postcard. Did you know that?
Are you okay, Gilbert?
My late wife was never a postcard, you know.
Been having a drink or two, have you?
You were just to get in the mood, Hamish. Big occasion for me, you know. The first time I will have crossed these portholes as a guest. Brought some flowers. For the lady of the house.
Lovely.
Where is the lady of the house? Where is her beauteousness?
Oh, there you are, Gilbert.
Here she is. Barbara. My dear Barbara.
Is he drunk?
Barbara.
He can't be drunk, I don't believe it.
Barbara, my dear. Living in this house with a person such as you, Barbara, has been a privilege and a joy.
Thank you, Gilbert.
Now listen, Barbara. Barbara, listen. When my dear, darling, late wife died, I thought, this is the end of the world. Life for me is an empty space, a lonely ballroom where once we had danced through life together.
Oh, dear God.
And then,
Gilbert, why don't you
dear just... Barbara, into my life came you. Barbara, if I say I love you, my dear, do not misunderstand me, for my dancing days are over. Do not take that in the wrong way. I wouldn't want you to take that in the wrong way.
No.
You don't take that in the wrong way, do you, Barbara?
No,
because I wouldn't want that, Barbara. I would never, ever want that.
I know, Gilbert. Will you do something for me?
Yes, Barbara.
Go home and go to bed.
Right, Barbara. I'll go to bed. You're quite right. These are for you. Chrysanthemums.
Lovely.
I haven't hurt your feelings, Barbara. I haven't embarrassed you, have I?
No, you haven't, Gilbert. Not at all. Good night.
Night-night.
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 It's all right. He does have a slight drink problem.
He seems terribly fond of you.
That's me, St. Barb's, the patron saint of drunks.
Will he be all right?
He'll be fine.
Oh, Lord. Gilbert, you all right, Gilbert?
Sorry about that, Barbara.
Is he all right?
I think so. Gilbert, come on, Gilbert. Up you get now.
Oh, oh,
sorry about that.
Darling, give me a hand. Give me a hand with him, will you?
Don't want me to.
Barbara, you go back upstairs. It's all under control.
Right. Oh, God, typical.
Have you got your key, Gilbert?
My key?
Your front door key. Darling, see if you can find his key in his pocket.
Was I on time? I wasn't quite sure about 8:30 for schedule.
Here.
Right. Let's get him inside.
Dear Lord. What on earth is that?
Come on, get him onto the bed.
Good night, everyone.
Darling, what is it?
It's a painting, isn't it?
Who's it meant to be? Is it meant to be Barbara?
Presumably.
She's all over his ceiling with no clothes on. She's enormous.
Yes, I can see, darling. Now, you go upstairs while I change.
Shh, look at her.
I'd prefer not to, darling.
What about all these clothes? What's she doing with all her clothes?
Darling, will you please go upstairs?
Right.
And don't say a word about this to anyone, especially not Barbara. Now, go on.
Yes. Yes.
Right, Gilbert. Let's get you undressed. My God, there's acres of the woman. The things we do for love.
The things we do for love. Barbs? All right.
Fine. The senior prefect is fine.
I wish there was something I could do to help. There are so many people who love you, you know, Barbs.
Name three.
Well, me and... I'll leave you in peace. The things we do for love. Hello.
You're in bed.
I was cold.
Don't you want something to eat?
I'm not very hungry, are you?
Not very.
Did you look in on Barbara?
She's asleep.
Oh, Hamish. What's going on down there? That huge painting and her clothes laid out is like a museum.
It's just a harmless obsession, that's all.
Harmless? You once said you were obsessed with me, but you don't hang my underwear around the room.
I don't need to. I mean, I have you already in it. He's done no harm, is he? I mean, he could be out serial killing, couldn't he?
You don't think he's a serial killer?
God, no, no.
He's a postman.
No.
He could murder everybody.
He's not a serial killer. Calm down, Nikki.
Oh, hold me, Big Bear. That's it. Oh, I feel so peculiar tonight. Everything's so unsettled somehow. I don't know what it is. It all feels... uncertain.
I'm certain, Princess.
Oh, Big Bear.
Oh, my darling.
No. No, not that. Not now.
No?
Not at the moment. I just feel a bit, you know, and then it hurts.
Yes, right. Right, right.
You're so sweet. You always understand, don't you? I won't always be like this, darling. I'll relax. One day, I promise. Are you cross with me?
No, no. Hell no.
You're wonderful. There's not another man in the world who'd be as patient with me as you are.
No, probably not. No.
I love you so much. So much, so much, so much. Where are you going?
I feel a bit hungry. I'm just going to make a sandwich. Communication is the problem to the answer. You've got a number and your hand is on the phone. The weather's turned and all the lines are down. The things we do for love. The things we do for love.
Yes?
It's only me, Barbara. It's Gilbert.
Well, I can't talk to you now, Gilbert. What do you want?
I just wanted to apologise, Barbara, for last night.
Yes, I'm sure you do, but not now. I'm busy.
Barbara, I need to apologise.
I behaved like an animal, Barbara, like a beast of the field.
You certainly did, Gilbert.
I ruined your dinner party. I was a drunken disgrace.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You are my star, Barbara. The bright star in my firmament.
Gilbert, go away.
Go away. Righto, Barbara. Righto. A beast of the field.
Gilbert? Was that you, Gil?
Oh, yes. Only me. Good evening, Hamish.
You okay?
Yes, just having a sit down.
Yes.
I was hoping to apologise to Barbara in person, but she was otherwise engaged this evening.
Yes.
For last night.
Yes. Yes, I've just been to the chemist for Nicky.
I was a bit over the limit, Hamish, I think. You put me to bed, did you? I seem to recall.
Yes, Nicky and I brought you down.
Oh, I see.
Listen, about...
You noticed, did you? My picture.
Well, it was about 20 foot square. It was hard not to, Gilbert.
Do you think badly of me, Hamish, seeing all that?
No, no, not at all. All I will say, though, is, Gilbert, it might be better, it might just... I know the love and deep respect you have for Barbara.
Oh, I do, Hamish. That woman is...
Yes, well,
don't
you think you would give her even more respect if you painted a few clothes on her, Gilbert? She's an intelligent woman with human dignity, and that demeans her. It really does.
I see. Yes, it could be seen that way.
I mean, can you imagine Barbara behaving like that in real life, truthfully?
No. No. I could paint a dress on, do you think?
That would be brilliant. You may have to rearrange your limbs a bit, but... And while we're on the subject...
Yes, Hamish?
All the clothes down there. I mean, some of those are highly personal garments, Gilbert.
Do you think that's demeaning, too?
Yes, I do, to be honest. Tell me, just between us, do you like to wear them or just keep them around the place?
Well, generally, I just keep them around the place. Generally. I'll pack them up, shall I? Take them down the shop.
I think that would be best.
Everything? Do I have to get rid of everything?
Well, maybe you could keep hold of a dress, maybe, and a pair of shoes. No, not the shoes.
Her Angora stole?
Oh, that's a great garment, Gilbert. You go for that, okay?
Right.
Well, I must get upstairs. Sorry to...
No, thank you, Hamish. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Hey, Mish, did you get some?
Yes, sorry, I got talking to Gilbert. Disprin, is that all right?
Anything.
I'll just get some water.
It's really bad this time. Right on our anniversary, too. I'm sorry.
Never mind, we've plenty more anniversaries yet. I hope here.
Thank you, darling. What I really need is a bath, you know?
A shower's no good, is it?
When I lie in a bath, it relaxes me, you see.
Hang on. Barbara's got a bath, how about that?
Oh, no.
She's your best friend, for God's sake. You get undressed, I won't be a tick.
I don't think you should disturb her on a Saturday. The things we do for love,
the things we do for love. Oh, Hamish, what's the problem?
It's nothing too serious. It's just that Nicky, she's a bit under the weather and... her stomach, you know. And the only thing that really helps when she's like that is a bath. And she was wondering whether you could possibly let her have a bath down here.
A bath? Just for her, is it?
Oh, yes.
Well, I think that would be all right. I just had one myself, actually, but there's always plenty of hot water. I'll run her one.
Thank you so much. She says fine.
She doesn't mind.
She's more than happy. She's running in now. Come on, put your slippers on. Down you come.
Come in, you
poor
thing.
Sorry about this.
It's really very kind
of you.
Heavens,
not at all. Just help yourself. There's plenty of soap and bath acid.
Oh, no, it's just a bath. It's a glorious bath, that's all. Thank you, Barbara.
Oh, has she got a towel? She'll need a towel.
I'll get one here.
thank you for this. She gets these... best thing for them.
Yes. Well, that's a woman's lot, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Still, look on the bright side. It's only a few days a month, isn't it?
Yes. Though in Nicky's case, it's slightly more than that. She has these other difficulties.
Does she have problems ovulating as well?
Apparently.
I once read an article somewhere that said if you had regular sex, it helped.
Well, I wouldn't really know.
I think I've disproved that one anyway.
Yes?
Well, according to that theory, I ought to have spent my entire life doubled up on the floor 28 days a month.
Yes. I'd better get Nicky that towel.
Oh, that's all right. I have masses.
Here, Nick, here's a towel. Everything you want.
This is heaven. I could lie here forever.
Oh, you enjoy it. Take your time.
It's heaven, sheer heaven.
Would you like a cup of tea?
No, thank you.
Sherry, I've got a tiny bit left.
No.
Wine. I've got your wine from last night.
No. Thank you.
Well, that's all I have to offer.
Right. Is it?
What?
All you have to offer.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. Come on, come on, come on.
No, no, no.
No.
Upstairs. Let's go upstairs.
It's Bush. Come on.
No, no, no. She'll be in there for hours. Come on.
Sorry.
No, 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 that's good. That's good.
Good. Good.
You're a lot better than Barry Coote.
Better than who?
Never mind. Listen, this is a one-off. That's all it is. This has got to be a one-night stand.
Definitely.
Agreed?
Absolutely agreed.
Right. Then come here, you gorgeous bastard.
And then you pay the price, the things we do for love. Come on, come on. Barbara, where the hell are you?
Oh, evening, Hamish.
Hello, Gilbert. What's in the bin bag?
Clothes. Just taking another load down to the shop. You're locked out. Nicky got off with your key.
No, I'm just waiting to have a word with Barbara.
She's not back yet. All hours the worker, crack of dawn some mornings, then 9, 10 o'clock at night. I wouldn't work those hours. Not if you paid me.
Yes, well, she's dedicated.
She's a very special person, Hamish. She's a living saint.
Right.
Incidentally, you were right. She looks a lot better with her clothes on.
What?
In my picture. I'm painting a dress on her. Calf length, maroon, very demure, long sleeves.
Yes.
Just a hint of décolletage, that's all. But nothing vulgar, Hamish. She looks $1 million.
Ready.
Oh, what are you both doing here?
I'm just off to the shop with this lot, Barbara.
I thought you took those in last week.
No, I didn't get down there last week, Barbara. I'm doing it now. Excuse me, see you later.
Bye. Thought you were up at your house.
I need a word with you.
I thought we'd agreed that we wouldn't...
I need a word.
All right, you better come in. But only for a minute, all right?
All right.
I had to give Devonia her final warning today. She came in half an hour late, wearing a skirt that was practically under her armpits, and then took an hour and a half for lunch. Well, what do you want?
You said we had only one option. Never to see each other again.
Except in company, yes. Never alone. It'll only lead to more bedrooms.
Look, there is another option, you know.
What?
that we get together. I break it off with Nicky and we become a unit.
A unit?
Partners, lovers, a husband and wife, if you like.
You'd marry me? On the strength of 20 minutes wrestling together on a bed, you'd be prepared to spend the rest of your life with me?
I would, yes.
Then you're utterly batty, that's all I can say. Oh, Hamish, for heaven's sake, we don't even like each other.
What?
You're not that bright. You've got a ghastly clothes sense, an awful schoolboy sense of humour. You're vegetarian and you're Scottish. What more is it to dislike about you?
You just say these things, Barbara. You don't mean half of them.
Go away, Hamish. Go back to your nice, simple, uncomplicated Nicky. I'm a cantankerous, bad-tempered old woman. Just go away.
You're not old. Stop saying that. You're young and you're beautiful and you're the most exciting woman I've ever met in my life. And I think you're barking, man. You're driving me up the bloody wall, but I love you, all right?
I've made a fool of myself once. I couldn't go through it again. I'm sorry.
With Marcus?
Brilliantly deduced.
I'm not that stupid.
Oh, I never thought you were, really. I'm sorry. I get frightened, that's all. I shout and snarl and snap at poor defenceless people, and all the time I'm terrified. I'm like a jellyfish. A useless, shapeless, drifting lump that stings anyone that comes within range.
Well, that's a little harsh on jellyfish. They can also be extremely beautiful, you know.
God, I want you so much.
Yes, yes.
Oh, we must stop this, you know.
You're so beautiful.
It unfastens there, don't tear it. What kind of a man are you, Hamish?
What?
Don't answer that. Wednesday. No, Marcus has an evening board meeting. I'm free as a bird on Thursday. Thursday the 20th, 7 o'clock. Tell Nicky. Who are you calling?
Just phoning the house. Oh, I think I've got your pants on, you know. These are cutting me in half. Hello, Harry. It's Hamish. Look, if Nicky gets there before me, can you tell her I'm on my way? I've been held up. Yep. See you. Cheers, mate.
That was suspiciously smooth. You've done this sort of thing before, haven't you?
Well, that's me. Suspiciously smooth.
No, don't touch me.
Why not?
Because we'll only start again, and I can't cope at the moment. Just go away.
I'll love you.
Go away, Hamish.
I'll love you. I'll love you. I'll love you.
Out! Oh, God, what's happening to me? What on earth is happening to me?
You think you're gonna break up? Then she says she wants to make up.
Oh, look at this dress. It's terribly creased. I can't wear this.
It really doesn't matter. It's only for a drink.
I can't go down to Barbara's wearing this. Look, you go ahead, darling. You go on. I'll be down in a second.
Well, I don't think...
Can you bear to face her on your own?
Yes.
A compromise would surely help the situation. Agree to disagree, but disagree to part.
Where is she?
She's coming. She's got a problem with tights. God, this is so heartless and clinical, all this. Look, you've even got nipples.
Well, I don't know how one's supposed to do it. You tell me. You've obviously done it before.
Well, usually it just sort of happens.
Well, do you want to back out, then? I mean, we can stop it now. Which one do you want, me or her?
Why do women always say that?
Oh, you have done this before.
Only once. When I left my wife for Nicky.
Oh, God. Of course.
Listen, Nicky probably knows already. Women have an instinct for these things. I mean, with a man, a wife can sometimes deceive him for the whole of their married life and he never has the slightest inkling.
Because most of them are stupid.
Take it from me. Nicky knows. Maybe she hasn't put it into thoughts yet, but somewhere inside her, she knows.
I hate to contradict you, Hamish, but it sounds to me like you're whistling in a coal cellar. She hasn't the faintest clue. Oh, God, that's her. Should it be me on the chair and you two on the sofa?
I can't sit next to her.
Well, I don't think I should. Oh. Here we go, then.
Come in.
Hi. Okay. Sorry, I'm all at sixes and sevensies today. Hello. You look nice, Bob.
So do you.
This is the only thing of mine that isn't creased.
Well, shall we sit down, then?
You want a sherry, Nicky?
Oh, you bet. Oh, darling, I meant to tell you. I spoke to Harry. Those tile samples have come at last.
Great.
Oh, Barbs, you'll never guess what I've got here.
Ooh, what's that? Here we are.
Oh, thank you. It's my old scrapbook with masses of stuff from St. Gert's. Look, old show programmes. Look, the Pirates of Penzance, you were in that, weren't you? You're right. Remember this? It's the dance. You remember the dreadful annual dance? Look at me. How could I have worn that dress? Not surprising I couldn't find anyone to dance with. Look, look, that's us together. Oh, anyways, this is really funny. That's Christine and Alison. Remember Ali? And Kath. And there's you, Barbs, with your arms around me. I didn't wash my shoulder for a month, you know. Barbs? What on earth's the matter?
Excuse me?
I'm worried to death about her, Hamish. I really am. There's something terribly wrong.
Nicky, I have something to tell you.
Oh, yes, darling, in a minute. But we have to find out what's wrong with Barb.
Nicky, listen. What's wrong with Barb's... with Barbara is... she's in love with me. That's it. Chiefly.
Barb's is in love with you.
In a nutshell.
She can't stand the sight of you, darling.
Did she say that?
No, but it's obvious. Well, you two don't get on at all, do you? I mean, you can't stick her. But you called her an FB.
Yes, well, that might have been a fraction misleading. You see, the other chief point is... the other chief point is... I'm in love with her. I love Barbara.
What are you saying?
I think you know what I'm saying, Nicky.
What about me? Hamish, what about us? Barbs?
I'm sorry.
I'm afraid it's over, Nicky. I'm dreadfully... so dreadfully sorry. I can't say how sorry I am.
As you said, she obviously knew about it all along, didn't she?
All right, don't start. I'll better see if she's... I'll go and talk to her. I'll be back.
I've no doubt you will. No one else is going to have you, are they, Hamish? No one else is going to have either of us. We should have kicked her in the face and had done with it, really.
Oh, hello there, Barbara.
Gilbert?
What's going on up there? Is it domestic? A little tiff?
No, Gilbert, it's quite a major tiff.
Really?
You see, Miss Wickstead, Nicky, has just learned that her fiancé is carrying on with another woman.
Good gracious. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Do we know who it is?
Yes. It's me.
You? You and Hamish?
Yes. I thought you should know, Gilbert.
Oh, Barbara. Oh, Barbara.
Gilbert?
Oh, Barbara. Barbara, what have you done?
The things we can't time?
Just gone 7.
Oh, hell, where did the night go?
At least you slept.
I didn't sleep.
You dozed?
I may have dozed. I didn't sleep, though.
Well, what's the difference between sleeping and dozing?
That's a hell of a difference.
All right. I haven't slept a wink.
You snore while you're awake, do you?
If she doesn't come out soon, we may have to break the door down.
Oh, good luck.
She may be planning to harm herself.
No, not Nikki. Women like Nikki,
oh,
never...
Oh, good. This is some more of your famous female psychology, is it? If you're too feeble, I'll ask Gilbert. He can unscrew it.
Unscrew what?
The door.
How the hell do you unscrew a door?
I don't know. Presumably they can be unscrewed.
They can't.
Well, how do you screw them up there in the first place if you can't unscrew them?
You can only unscrew them when they're open, woman. You can't unscrew them when they're shut, can you? Otherwise, what would be the bloody point? People would be going round unscrewing doors everywhere. So we don't bloody use it having a sodding door in the first place, you stupid woman.
Right, right, right. God, you're a testy man, aren't you? Another side of you this is.
I'm sorry, I've had no sleep. Sorry.
We can see the true Scottish coming out now, can't we? What on earth can that be at this time? Hello? Who? Devonia, dear, it is 7:15 in the morning. What? Oh, dear God. Is he furious? You see, I had a family crisis. I'm supposed to be at the airport. Now, listen, Devonia. First, you must make sure Marcus is safely on the plane, and then... You what? With him? I see. No. No, no. Well, if that's what he wants. Yes, have a good trip. I will. Yes. Goodbye. Lift your skirt high enough and the sky is the limit, apparently. Marcus is taking Devonia to Rome. I think I probably lost my job as well.
Oh, come on, you're exaggerating.
Well, what else can happen? My best friend? My job? I think she's probably breaking up my flat now.
The things we do for love. The things we do for love.
Nikki, stop that at once. This
come on, Nikki, darling.
Nikki.
That won't do any good.
Right, break it down. Break that door down at once.
Right, stand back. I'm breaking this door down, Nikki. 1, 2. Oh! What did I do that for?
You're pathetic. If only you'd eat steak like an normal man. Nikki! Nikki, will you stop that at once? That's better.
What the hell was that?
Sounded like Gilbert.
The things we do for love.
Gilbert! Gilbert, are you all right?
Gilbert, let us in at once. This is a rented flat. This is your landlord. What's he doing? Can you hear?
I think he's just maybe crying.
Crying? What's he got to cry about? Oh, we'd better leave him for a bit. Sometimes it's good to have a cry. Women do it all the time. It's very therapeutic. That's why we have less heart attacks. Did you know that?
We only get heart attacks because you lot won't stop crying.
Rubbish. I feel like some breakfast. I'm starving.
Breakfast? You seriously going to eat breakfast?
Why not? I always eat when I'm miserable. So, what did it be? Eggs, tomatoes, mushrooms, fried bread?
I don't know how you can.
Eat, drink and be merry, I say. For tomorrow we... Who is it?
Nikki.
Should we let her in?
Do you think she could be dangerous?
No, not Nikki. In these situations, women rarely, if ever...
All right. Let her in. I've got a knife.
Oh, put that away. Get yourself a rolling pin, it's not a damn great knife.
Oh, right, right. Let her in.
Hello, Nikki. How are you feeling?
I'm leaving now.
Oh, darling, where are you going?
Where will you go?
You'll never see me again.
Nicky?
Enjoy your pastry, Barbara.
We'd better go and see what damage she's done.
Oh, no!
Oh, God. My suits. She's trashed every one of my sodding suits.
Look at this bed. And what's she done to this chair?
Look at this. She's even cut the feet off my socks.
How could she do this? How could anyone do this?
Oh, hell, leave it. New life, new wardrobe. Come on, let's go downstairs.
What about my chair? It was a Victorian nursing chair. It was priceless.
Leave it. We'll clear it up later. Gilbert? Gilbert, you okay, mate?
If he doesn't come out soon, we may have to call the fire brigade.
Why not? Let's make a party of it. You going to make this breakfast, then?
No, I'm not hungry anymore. Oh, oh, look. This is her little school scrapbook.
Yes.
We're never going to be happy again, are we? We've caused so much unhappiness, so much misery.
It happens, that's all.
Well, it shouldn't happen. We've destroyed someone's life because of our own selfish needs.
Yes, sure, we feel bad. But we shouldn't let it destroy everything. Life has to go on. Listen. Nicky came into my life and out went my wife. 10 years together and suddenly it's Nicky. Next week it could happen to me, I don't know. Are you listening to me?
Look at her here, bless her. All dressed up for a dancing class. Little dancing shoes.
Yeah, sure, okay.
She looks so happy.
Can you hear what I'm saying, Barbara? If we let this go, this thing between us, then all this will have been for nothing.
Oh God, look, it's the Junior Debating Society, all in their midst.
Look, leave the bloody book alone, will you?
My shelves! My homemade shelving unit! How dare you destroy my home! Go on, get out, get out, get out of my house, you animal!
Don't push me, Barbara, please.
Oh God, I'll get
out! Barbara! Stop it now!
You push me again, I'll kick you in the ball so hard you won't...
Kick my balls, I'll punch you so hard! Ah!
Jeez! Oh, my head!
Right. You've asked for this.
I think you may have broken my arm. I'm going straight to a battered woman's refuge, and I'm going to have you put in prison for assault.
You can show them my head while you're there.
Your head? Oh, oh, Lord. Was that me?
With a little help from a rolling pin, you could have killed me. I think I may have concussion. You all right?
Possibly.
No hard feelings. And I'm very sorry. But I think you did have that coming.
So did you.
It's incredible. I've got right through my life without ever once striking my fellow man. Let alone my fellow woman. All through 10 years of marriage to that manic, depressive Viking transvestite, I never raised my hand in anger. And you've undone all that in less than a week. I'll never be able to look myself in the eye again, you know that.
Well, how do you think I feel? You've utterly destroyed me, Hamish. You've turned me into an animal. What's happened to us, Hamish? We used to be wonderful people. I did.
I think that's what's called being in love.
Love? You can't call this love. It's not my idea of love.
Come here.
What?
Here.
What are you doing? Ow.
That's it.
Yeah, just careful.
Better.
Help someone, please.
What on earth is that?
Please, help.
That's Gilbert.
We better let him in.
Gilbert? Where are you?
Morning, Hamish. Morning, Barbara. I'm very sorry to trouble you, but I think I've broken my leg.
Why is he wearing my dress?
Can you manage, Gilbert?
I'm all right, Hamish, thank you. Soon get the hang of this crutch, not to worry. There.
Will you cope with the stairs down on your own, or do you need some help?
No, I need to get used to it. Don't you worry about me, Hamish. I've had worse than this. I've had a collarbone.
Really?
I've had two separate fingers.
Heavens.
Dislocated thumb.
Lord.
And three cracked ribs.
Dear, dear.
So what's a leg, eh?
Exactly.
Oh, see you round, I expect, Hamish.
Probably. Oh, Gilbert.
Yeah?
If I were you, I wouldn't wear that dress again.
No. Good advice. Point taken. Did Barbara...
I told her you were probably wearing it as a sort of painter's smock.
Ah.
She took quite a dim view. It was apparently a designer number of some sort.
Yes, it was a good fabric.
Now, don't you go falling off things again.
No. A momentary aberration. That's all it was. All over now. I'll probably start painting again sometime. But I think I may have to forego it for a bit. Not really equipped for climbing ladders at the moment, am I? See you soon, then.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Come in.
Thanks. Just dropped in to see if you're okay.
Yes. Can I offer you anything? Cup of tea?
No. My thanks. You've got a bit of an eye there.
You should see the rest of me.
Yes. I've got a few beauties.
You been round to your house?
Yes. I dropped in and set the wheels in motion to sell it.
That's rather a pity, isn't it? After all that work.
That's no use to me. I'll sell it and split the money with Nicky, it's only fair.
Yes.
My architect's not too pleased. All this work for nothing. Still, he's been paid, what the hell?
Yes.
You, been to work today?
Briefly. I told them I'd had a fall. They were all very sweet. Someone went out and bought me some chocolates.
Oh, that was nice.
Unfortunately, I went and left them in the taxi on the way home.
Oh, dear.
Marcus phoned in. He and Devonia seem to be enjoying themselves.
Good.
Oh, I hope you don't mind. I tidied upstairs. I'm afraid she did a pretty good job on your clothes. I've put them all in a bag, but I don't think there's very much that's salvageable. You might be able to make a quilt.
Well, I may have to hang onto your underpants for a day or two longer if you don't mind.
Did you find out where Nicky went?
To her mother's.
Ah. traditional refuge for... Unfortunately, mine's dead.
I'm sorry.
Is your head any better?
Yes, I needed a couple of stitches. She said a few millimetres deeper I could have... Well, if you're okay, I'll get on upstairs. Listen, if it's okay with you, I'll hang on here for a day or two while I look round for somewhere else. I'll get out of your hair as soon as I can. If that's what you'd like.
Fine. If that's what you want to do, fine.
So, I'll try not to disturb you any more. Oh, and I'm certainly happy to settle for any damage that Nicky did.
Thank you. It's very generous.
Just to show we Scots not all close-fisted caricatures. Well, I'll say cheerio then.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. I think... This is all definitely for the best, isn't it? For us both. I mean, I gather that's very much your feeling, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, saving your presence. We're both middle-aged people. Really past the stage of plunging into destructive relationships, surely. Smashing up the place. You'd agree with that?
Yes.
Hell. It's about time we both grew up, isn't it? We're sane, adult, responsible human beings, for God's sake. Come on, get a life. Yes. Right. Absolutely. So, bye-bye.
With me, girls, lag not behind. Pure in your body, healthy of mind. Some good, some good, some
sorry. Could I ask you just one more thing?
What?
Who the hell is Barry Coote?
Oh, Hamish.
Oh, Barbara. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
Ah!
Oh, dear.
No, it's all right. Keep going.
Just out.
A compromise would surely help the situation. Agree to disagree, but disagree to part. When after all it's just a compromise of the things we do for love.
In Things We Do for Love by Alan Ayckbourn, Joanna Van Gijsegem played Barbara, Teresa Gallagher, Nicky, Cameron Stewart, Hamish, and Gavin Muir, Gilbert. Technical presentation was by Dave Johnston, and the broadcast assistant was Lizzie Hart. Things We Do for Love was adapted for radio by Martin Reed and Gordon House, and directed for BBC World Service by Gordon House. The Things We Do for Love.